Someone has called this the exchanged life, where we trade in our weakness for God's strength. I take my stand, like that of a little spider web, and wrap it around a steel cable of his character via the waiting process. And then my strand is as strong as his character. I exchange my weakness for his cable-like strength. It never gives way in the heat of the fight. It holds firm. Those who wait, those who exchange their weakness for his strength, upon the Lord will gain new strength. But remember, the key to the Lord's strength is waiting. Look at the three things the prophet Isaiah says will happen. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. The Hebrew meaning is they will sprout wings like eagles. Isn't that interesting? What do you think of when you picture a soaring eagle? I think of freedom and strength. I think of dependability of flight. Wouldn't it be great to be able to fly? Those who wait upon the Lord somehow have that option open to them. There is the freedom of flight from life's pressures, and this freedom will be accompanied by inner peace. Next, Isaiah promises that we who wait will run and not get tired. No longer will we drag an anchor. In this spiritual run, a lightness, a fleet-footedness awaits us. Then he says we'll walk and not become weary. Why? Because we're waiting. We're not going in our own strength. We're going in his strength, and God never gets tired. When we wrap our strand around his cable, we can soar in freedom and walk with a light heart. Benefit of waiting. Back in Psalm 62, God tells us why we are to wait. It's so simple. It's because, one, he is our only deliverer, he is our salvation. Two, he is our only security, he is our stronghold. Three, he is our only hope. Our hope is from him. What an encouraging statement. Four, he only is our glory. On God my salvation and my glory rests. I like that. That's finality. Five, he only is our refuge. My refuge is in God only. Only God. Why wait? Because without him, I don't have deliverance. I don't have security. I don't have hope. I don't have any glory. I don't have any refuge. I am helpless. You know what I have finally learned? I'm a slow learner on some of these things. I'll allow the grapes. I have learned that waiting involves trusting. I have learned that waiting includes praying. I have learned that waiting implies resting. I promise you, God will keep his word if you are only willing to wait. Let me remind you of what I told you at the beginning of this book. The key word is perseverance. We grow and we learn. Not when things come our way instantly, but when we are forced to wait. That's when God tempers and seasons us, making us mellow and mature. I have read a lot of good stuff about waiting and developing endurance, but I've never read anything better on that subject than J.B. Phillips' paraphrase on James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Please read these closing words very slowly and thoughtfully. After you have finished, pause and pray. Ask the Lord to give you the strength to wait, to endure the lingering test of patience. When all kinds of trials and temptations crowd into your lives, my brothers, don't resent them as intruders, but welcome them as friends. Realize that they come to test your faith and produce in you the quality of endurance. But let the process go on until that endurance is fully developed, and you will find you have become men of mature character with the right sort of dependence. Let's replace the American's prayer with the Christian's prayer. Lord, make me mature, and I am willing to wait on you.